This is Bertnor. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. That's from William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, referring to Romeo's family name not mattering to Juliet, only her love and desire for him. And sure, names are conventions, right? But some names contain something special. A bird. For example, the name Paloma comes from the colloquial name in Spanish for the common pigeon, but as a human name, it often refers to doves. Or take Garzón, my last name. It's derived from garza, or heron, in Spanish. Another example is the last name Sokolov, like the one from the Russian-Canadian author Sasha Sokolov. It's derived from sokol, or falcon, in Russian. Another name you might recognize, Drake, is not only the name of the Canadian rapper from Toronto, it's also the term for an adult male duck. In the US, Tori could be short for Victoria, but in Japanese, it means bird. And then there's bird-inspired nicknames. Saxophonist Charlie Parker, the American jazz legend, was also known as Yardbird or Bird. Some of his song titles reference the nickname, like the Yardbird Suite, Bird Gets the Worm, Bird of Paradise, and Ornithology. Names are important, and some of them carry a special legacy, that of a bird. The show is also available in Español. Visit our website, birdnote.org, to learn more. I'm Camilo Herrin. Sorry, I'm Camilo Garzón.
Welcome back. After we heard Bloom, we then heard Night Sky, and that is a track by Orion's Belt. I'm just going to keep us moving. I want us to get through the music that we have today, and I feel like I don't have much to share with you. Stay hydrated, and here is some more music.
Thank you. stories before the simulcast. Thank you.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
All right, we have hit the end of the show. We've only got about 10 more minutes here. So in order of how we heard The Masked Singer, which was by Christian North. And we followed that up with Princeau au Tombeau, that was by Hippie Hurra. And lastly, it was You Feel Good by Mise en Scène. I'm just going to play us out with a couple more songs here. And I wish you all a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. Keep yourself safe in the heat out there. And yeah, definitely consider staying tuned in. There's so much wonderful programming on CJSF. You never know, you might fall in love with the show that comes on next. Okay, we're gonna hear two more songs. We've got a track called Barnyard Bop, and that is by Foyer Red. I almost said Foyer like an American, goodness. And lastly, we've got Fiends on Parade by Miss MV. Yeah, grateful for you all listening, always happy to be here, and yeah, I will talk to you again soon.
Revenge, sin, 2 weeks. witch's brew. And BBs hit the pavement. Man, it's just like a zoo.
This is Bird Note. Some of the best ways to help backyard birds through the winter mean doing less, not more. First, leave the leaves. Tasty insects and spiders live underneath. Backyard birds like the towhee and the song sparrow will pick and kick through leaves again and again. Leave them where they've drifted, or rake them up under your plantings. Second, don't deadhead the plants in your garden. Birds like pine siskins and goldfinches love to snack on dead flower heads all winter long. Number 3. Build an insect hotel. Okay, there's some work involved in this one, but it's a cool project for kids and adults to do together. Make a structure out of natural objects and found items to create little hidey holes for insects. Some of these cozy hotel guests will become food for wrens and other birds. It's also a great way to repurpose old bricks and flower pots and bits of wood while creating your own sculpture. So park the rake in the shed, and the clippers too. The birds will thank you. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day. And you can get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram, @BirdNoteRadio.